Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Very happy to have a special guest on the show today, Dr. Erica Knuckles. She is the Director of Learning, Engagement, and Partnerships at the Westmoreland Museum of Art. And we're so happy to have you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
So we are going to start off today by talking about your featured exhibition, Action Abstraction Redefined. This is modern Native art from 1945 to 1975. So tell us, start from the beginning. We want to hear the whole thing. Take your time and explain it all.
So this is a really amazing exhibition that we're so lucky to have in Greensburg. It's been traveling the country, and Action Abstraction Redefined Modern Native Art, 1945 to 1975, features Native American artists from all over the country who were producing art in the mid 20th century at a very special school. So in 1962, the Institute of American Indian Arts opened up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it was a boarding high school for Native students to come and study art. So it was this really extraordinary school where students from all over the country, from many, many dozens of different tribal affiliations all went to school in Santa Fe in the 1960s and 1970s. So the exhibition features the work by those students and their teachers. So some of the works are by teenagers, people that were in their teens when they made these beautiful works of art in the 1960s and 70s. And it was a really extraordinary time during the civil rights era. It was a very exciting time in the art world. And what this school did was give these Native artists, these young Native artists, an opportunity to express their culture in very non-stereotypical ways through their art forms. And there was a great sense of experimentation that they were introduced to and encouraged to participate in creating this very beautiful modern abstract art that you'll see at the Westmoreland.
It's beautiful. I'm looking at it now, of course, on your website, so everyone can go there and get a little preview of it. How many paintings? Where all has it been?
Yeah, so it has been traveling around the country. It features 52 paintings by 30 paintings, sculptures, and works on paper by 32 different artists. And it's actually the first major traveling exhibition by the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts in Santa Fe, which the Institute of American Indian Arts that eventually turned into an art college, and also that museum in Santa Fe.
Do you want to talk about any of the artists specifically, what we know about them and their background?
Sure. I'd actually love to mention one who's going to be in an upcoming program with us. On May 24th, we're going to have a virtual in conversation program that will have the artist Peter B. Jones. He is Onondaga and of the Beaver Clan of that tribe, which is part of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, which most people would recognize as the Iroquois Confederacy, that's now in upstate New York. So he's actually one of the Eastern tribal affiliated artists that attended IAIA in the 1960s. And he's a really amazing sculptor. So we're super excited to have him, because not all of these artists are alive anymore. So to be able to have a program where people can hear his story, what it was like to go to that school. He's now a very well-known artist. I've seen his work up at many museums around the country. And so he'll be on that show to be able to talk to. And also the chief curator of the Museum of Contemporary Native Art, Manuela Welloff Mann, she will also be on that program, and they'll be interviewed by our chief curator, Jeremiah William McCarthy.
How do you connect with this kind of program? Where would you go to sign up? How does it work?
You can just go to our website, thewestmoreland.org, And if you just go to our calendar, you'll see all of the many programs and events that are coming up. This exhibition has been a great opportunity for us to rekindle some partnerships we had to create some of these programs, as well as to create some new partnerships as well. So being able to connect with artists like Peter B. Jones, but also be able to connect with some regional partners like the Council of Three Rivers American Indian Center in Pittsburgh. They are doing an amazing Native Peoples celebration for us on Sunday, May 7th here at the museum, where folks can come see the beautiful exhibition and then also see different Native art forms through drumming and dancing from those performers that are our neighbors living in Pittsburgh. And that'll be on May 7th from 11 to 3. And you can also check that out on our website and register for that as well.
Wow. So that's in person, and what a great partnership. Very neat. So you kind of divide programs like this into adult focused, social, and then children focused, right? Mm-hmm. So do you have events that you want to talk about, that other events that coincide with this?
Yeah. So the Native People Celebration I mentioned on May 7th, that is for all ages. Everyone is welcome to come and enjoy that. Really exciting day here at the museum. We also have a wonderful event that is geared toward people interested in different foodways, or some of the foodies in our community. And that's on May 20th. We're having a Three Sisters Garden Day. And what the Three Sisters Garden is a traditional Native American garden, especially associated with the Haudenosaunee and tribes within that, like the Seneca. And we've actually been working with Tanya Galbin, who is a member of the Mohawk tribe, which is also part of that Haudenosaunee Confederacy in upstate New York. And she's created an amazing Three Sisters Garden at another one of our partners' sites, Gonondagan Seneca Art and Culture Center, which is in Victor, New York. There are several Seneca reservations in upstate New York. And the Three Sisters Garden involves corn, beans, and squash, which were traditionally planted together in a garden, because the corn creates a stalk that the beans can grow on, the squash can grow around it. It all grows together really beautifully. And they were part of the traditional Native foodways of the Haudenosaunee. And so we're actually going to have a Three Sisters Garden put in on our grounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
We're going to be celebrating that new garden that day. That's going to be part of it. And we're really excited because students from Central Westmoreland Career and Technology Center are helping us design and build and install and plant that garden. So those students are doing an amazing job working with us on that project. Tanya is going to zoom in from her Three Sisters Garden in Gonondagan to be able to tell people attending the program about her garden there, and showing a very traditional historical garden that they have at their site, and how she was able to help us put together ours. And then we're also going to have delicious bites for people to try of different recipes incorporating those Three Sisters ingredients as well. It's going to be a multi-sensory experience for visitors. And again, that's on May 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. That does have a minimal fee. It's $10 for members, $15 for non-members. And again, you can go on to our website at thewestmoreland.org to learn more about that, and also to sign up and register.
Wow, you have so much going on. So is this part of your job to help organize all this, or, you know, who comes up with all these sort of tie-in events with it?
Yeah, so my team, the Learning Engagement and Partnership team, which we call the LEAP team here at the Westmoreland, we are involved in doing a lot of these programs. I work a lot leading up to the exhibitions, to be able to create a lot of these partnerships that feed into our programming, because we could not do these programs without our partners. And our public programs manager, Hannah Vincent, she's the one that takes on the task of making sure these awesome programs are dreamed up, and then she makes them happen. So got a great team.
You sure do have a great team. It's wonderful. And then again, give us the dates of this exhibition so people have an idea of when they can come and see it.
Yeah, so Action Abstraction Redefined will be up at the Westmoreland until May 28th. So there's still plenty of time to come and check it out. And the museum is open Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 to 5 p.m. And on a regular day, we have free admission. So you can even just stop by for a little bit to check out the exhibition, or you could spend the whole day here.
Wow, that's going to be really fun. That sounds amazing. And really, if people haven't been there for like since before COVID, it looks a lot different, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we had just had our new renovation open for a couple of years when COVID hit. And so not everybody's even been able to make it to see the expansion and renovation. But if you haven't been here for a while, if you haven't been here at all, we are always welcoming new and repeat visitors. And there's almost always something new to see with the new cantilever gallery that Action Abstraction is in. That allows us to bring in a few different exhibitions every year. And we also have some really exciting reinstallations happening in our permanent collection galleries that, you know, every so often those get nicely refreshed. And we've got our new chief curator working on that. So really exciting things happening here. So we just encourage people to come and come often, because there's always something going on.
Right, because I think your chief curator, she retired, right? Your chief curator.
Yeah, retired. Barbara Jones retired.
Yes, Barbara Jones has been there for forever, right?
Yeah, she was here for almost 27 years, and she's still around. We still see her often, but we welcomed Jeremiah William McCarthy last year as her successor, and he's our new chief curator here. So it's been really great having him on the team. And also getting to see Barbara, you know, at different programs and events too.
Let's talk for a minute about the, you know, the importance of having American art in display, on display in Greensburg, particularly with this, this exhibit. I mean, you're probably bringing knowledge, people, art, history to a community that otherwise would not be focusing on this, right? And that's really sort of the mission. Can you talk about that mission-oriented work that you do?
Absolutely. It's something that I think a lot of people don't realize is there aren't a lot of art museums focused only on American art. And we're the only art museum in our whole region to actually do that. So we have this incredible opportunity to tell so many stories of American art and history, and being able to bring in an exhibition like Action Abstraction, it helps us to bring in different voices and perspectives that maybe aren't currently prominently featured in our permanent collection. So we're able to bring in that Native American perspective from this really amazing school in a very different region from us, but included Native artists from our region to be able to, you know, explore that subject with each traveling exhibition, and then be able to have that information that we gain as a staff, and that knowledge and those partnerships to help us keep, you know, being able to try to tell a full story of American art and American history. So it's really special that we have this place in our community. We thank Mary Marchon Woods, an amazing woman who started the museum, just wanting there to be an art museum in Greensburg, felt that that was very important. So we thank her for her vision and are just trying to continue taking it forward and, you know, keeping up with the times of how to present that art and those many, many amazing stories.
Dr. Erica Knuckles is Director of Learning, Engagement, and Partnerships at the Westmoreland Museum of Art in Greensburg. She's talking with us today about Action, Abstraction, Redefined, Modern Native Art from 1945 to 1975. Great historical context to it. Loved learning about it. We're going to hear more just after the break. Stay with us. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, having a fascinating discussion today with Dr. Erica Knuckles. She's the Director of Learning, Engagement, and Partnerships with the Westmoreland Museum of Art in Greensburg. And we're talking about Action, Abstraction, Redefined, their exhibit about modern Native art from 1945 to 1975. So this is actually art that was created during that time frame when a high school was established for Native Americans from all over the United States, right? So they say they bring these folks together and they say, we're not going to teach you what Native American art should look like. We want you to teach us what Native American art looks like. And that's how this came to be.
Yes, it was a really incredible time and space, and was really the first time in U.S. history that there was a free open space for Native Americans to express themselves through their art and culture. We had a program previously that's actually on our YouTube channel that was part of Action Abstraction programming on the Thomas Indian School that was in Western New York on one of the Seneca reservations. It was an amazing program with another one of our partners, Hayden Haynes, who is affiliated with the Seneca Iroquois National Museum in Salamanca, New York. And it really provided incredible context as to why a school like the Institute of American Indian Arts was extraordinary for its time, because prior to that, Indian boarding schools were places that Native children were sent from the late 19th century and some up until the mid 20th century to really force assimilation upon those children, to strip them of their culture and their language and their traditional dress, even to the point of cutting off their long hair. This is a very traumatic experience for many of them. So to have, after generations going through those types of boarding schools, to go to a school like the Institute of American Indian Arts, to have that freedom of expression and culture was really, the to me, is such a power behind why this exhibition is important. And it's an extremely joyful, resilient, beautiful, colorful exhibition too. And I encourage folks that come to see it to look at the year on the labels for each work and artist that the artist was born. And then the year that they made it, to figure out, was this one of the students or one of the teachers? Because to see an extraordinary artwork and you go, oh my gosh, this person was 17 or 18 when they made it. It's just amazing. So I encourage people to check out our YouTube channel as well, because we are able to capture some of those programs, like that Thomas Indian School program we did earlier on it during the exhibition run.
Yeah, and a lot of events done, even the Sunday.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah, the Sunday fun day. That's what it was coming to me about that. So tell us about that and what you did with that.
Oh, that was such a fun day. We had a Haudenosaunee storyteller who was Onondaga and named Perry Jones. And he came and told these super amazing animated traditional stories. He has a Facebook page called Talking Turtle Stories that I encourage folks to check out too. So Perry Ground was just this incredible storyteller. He delighted people of all ages. It was, again, not just for kids. It was very family friendly, but folks of all ages were having a great time being captivated by Perry Ground. And then we also had some great art activities to explore you know, some of the different art forms, those abstract art forms that you find in Action Abstraction as well. So Sunday fun days are always a great day. Again, family friendly, but they're really for everyone. And that was a really great example of one.
So to get on this mailing list and to get the good discounts and get the first tickets to all this, you've got to become a member. So why don't you talk to us about becoming a member of the Westmoreland?
Yeah, we love our members. You do get special discounts on different programs. Like for example, with the Three Sisters Garden Day, if you're a member, it's only $10. If you're not a member, it's $15. So membership really is an incredible support for us. And you can just go on our website, thewestmoreland.org, to become a member. We have many different tiers of membership as well. And we even have a tier of our membership where you become a member of the North American Reciprocal Museum Program, which the Westmoreland is part of. So it doesn't just get you special offers at the Westmoreland. It often gets you discounted or even free admission or discounts in museums, not just in the United States, but all throughout North America. So that's a really great membership level to become a part of. And you can check out the NARM, the North American Reciprocal Museums website as well to learn more about how many museums there are. It's really incredible. No matter where I am in the country, I always find, I'm like, oh, wait, I have my NARM membership. And it's really an incredible program that the Westmoreland is a part of. And it also gets you into some of the other museums in our region as well, in addition to elsewhere. So we love, love, love our members. And membership is one way that helps support that we have free admission for all as well. And you get a discount in the gift shop too. So, and our cafe. You also get discounts on rentals here if you want to rent our space. And we have all sorts of events and programs that people rent our space for from baby showers or bridal showers to full-blown weddings and receptions, meetings. So membership is a really great thing to become a part of. And you get to just say you're part of what's happening here at the Westmoreland, which we just love for as many people as possible to be part of what's happening here.
Fantastic. All right, let's talk about summer camps for the kids out there.
Yes, we have so many summer camps. We have summer camps that are art camps for, we've broken it out into different age groups, and it's called Imagination Vacation. So they're week-long, five-day summer camps that are in the mornings for those different age groups. We also have a teen art camp as well for those seriously artsy teens in your family. And we also have a super fun Shutterbugs photography camp that was really popular last year. We're excited to have it again this year. So there are so many different options for different age groups for kids to be able to make art, learn photography, and just get to come and hang out amongst the art here at the museum as well with our awesome instructors. So that all that information too can be found on thewestmoreland.org. And you know, those camps are filling up fast. So we encourage people to, you know, get on there and get registered soon so they can have all their fun camping activities for their kids for the summer all set up and ready to go.
Yes, it sounds like it's gonna be great. Lots of work being done. Let's talk about your staff and, you know, the talent that this pool is able to bring, you know, these people, the talent that you have at the Westmoreland Museum. It's unbelievable for Greensburg, isn't it?
It really is. It's such a special staff to be a part of, and also with our incredible volunteers who we work with too. I've just never worked with such an incredible group of folks who we all come from very different areas of work in nonprofits or museums, and to have us all in one place like this, I think I'm just so proud of the work we're able to do. And I'm super proud too that we all just work really well together too, because the strength that we have is in our different perspectives. You know, the name of our newsletter as well, Perspectives, that the more different points of view and different skill sets you can bring together, it's really extraordinary what we're able to do. And it's just been a really exciting thing for me to be a part of, bringing my, history hat to the table and my years of just teaching in museums. So it's just an amazing, amazing place to be a part of. And I hope people really enjoy what we're able to try to put out there for everyone else to enjoy in the community, and to be able to draw people from throughout the region and also from throughout the country and from many places internationally, that people want to come and see what the Westmoreland is up to. We were so proud and excited when Action Abstraction was listed as a must-see show in some major publications alongside huge exhibitions. So things like moments like that are like, wow, like we're really doing something amazing here. And we just love sharing what's happening here and bringing amazing things to the community here as well.
We have about a minute left. Any quick preview for the summer that you want to make sure people know about?
We have a very exciting exhibition coming up called Block Party. And I just want to give a little teaser for that. It's the perfect year for us to do it because it's celebrating community and it's the 250th anniversary of Westmoreland County. So definitely come and check out Block Party, and there will be more to come on that exhibition.
Oh, all right. So one more time, tell us where we can find out all the information about Action Abstraction Redefined, Modern Native Art from 1945 to 1975.
You can find out all about that exhibition, all of our programs, classes, and events on thewestmoreland.org.
Great. Phone number or Facebook, social, anything like that that you
want to put there? We're on Facebook, Instagram, just started on TikTok. So all of the social media platforms, and you can also always give us a call at 724-837-1500.
Dr. Erica Knuckles is the Director of Learning, Engagement, and Partnerships at the Westmoreland Museum of Art in Greensburg. We've had a fascinating discussion about this Native American art. It's been really interesting to learn more. You guys have done a wonderful job to try to pull all this into the community and really educate on all levels. So congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
So if you have an idea for a guest to appear on Westmoreland Community Connections here on WHJB, we ask you to please give the station a call or send them an email as a suggestion. We do the show every week. It airs on Sundays at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. We're always looking to help spread the word for nonprofits and community organizations throughout Westmoreland County so that we can help promote their events and bring more people to grow and love the community that we love. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thank you for listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.